Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You would never think to even question a well visit when your child is 1, 2, 3, 8, 10. As they get into their teenage years and they're expected to see a doctor before they go back to school, or those annual well visits where they check, you know, vaccination records and things, some parents are maybe hesitating on that well visit, and we're talking about whether or not these back-to-school visits, back-to-school sports physicals, and the annual well visits, and really, truly, the importance of them. My guest is Dr. David Levine. He's a professor of pediatrics at Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the show, Dr. Levine. Let's talk about those well visits. How long do you think kids should have the well visits?
Well, it's interesting. The American Academy of Pediatrics really changed our policy in 2008 to recommend annual visits. Prior to that, from the time that they would start first grade until they finished with adolescence, it was recommended to do it every other year. And we found that we were missing opportunities. We were missing opportunities for early detection related to school and developmental issues. We were missing opportunities related to impacting on healthy nutrition and environmental health. And there's so many things that we can help families with when they come in for their annual visit.
Well, and I think that when they go in for their annual visit, it's really sometimes, God willing, the only time that kids have to visit their pediatrician unless they have an ear infection or something along the line. But I think that it also helps build that medical history and gives the kids a chance to get to know the doctor and vice versa, so that the doctor has more in tune with this child as they become a teenager and, you know, adolescent issues, drinking, drugs, whatever.
You are 100% correct. In fact, it really is recommended starting at age 10 that we actually start treating these young people as if they were full-blown adolescents, which means giving them some private time to talk to the pediatrician about anything that they just don't feel comfortable talking to their parents with. You know, when I get 10 and 11-year-olds and we do that, it's not usually a very lengthy conversation because they really don't have much abstract reasoning until they start through puberty. But it sets the stage exactly with what you're saying, that this becomes another trusting adult that they can turn to for questions or advice if they just don't feel comfortable talking to their parents about it.
And now they fill out forms. I know my son, when he turned 11, filled out his own form. And, you know, where the doctor asked him questions and she asked him, would you like your mother to stay while we go through these questions? And he said, sure. And I was real proud of him because we had talked about almost every issue on the thing. But I know that that's another chance for them to answer things, not anonymously, but, you know, just between them and the doctor, those forms that they can fill out. Have you thought about this? Have you started masturbation? All these questions.
Right. And forms can be very, very helpful. Either if they are written questionnaires or what a lot of practices are starting to use, which are actually online forms. The nice thing about the online ones is they can be done in private with a parent in the room, because as long as you have a screen cover or something on it, you can keep the confidentiality, you know, as long as the parent's not looking over the child's shoulder. And in practices that use computer survey kind of devices, they just configure the room or anything so it just can't be seen by the parent. But it's still very important for the pediatrician to talk directly with the adolescent because, of course, many young people are going to be hesitant to write things down on the form that they think could come back to haunt them, or confidentiality issues and things like that.
Yeah, they should only learn that about putting things on Facebook and Instagram. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. When we talk about back-to-school physicals, now some pediatricians are charging for these extra back-to-school physicals and the extra forms and sports physicals. What are we looking at in sports physicals, back-to-school physicals, things that they need to do to make sure that they're ready to go back to school?
You're absolutely correct. The paperwork that we have on a myriad different kinds of forms do take up extra time in our office. And so I do know that many practices do charge. It's not usually a large fee. It's usually just a few dollars to actually have the medical reports done, because it does take some extra time. In my personal practice, because virtually all of my patients have Medicaid, we just grin and bear it and do all the forms that they need. But it can be very difficult. You know, then again, for pediatricians, there are a few things that we like about the forms. Sports physical form. The AAP 4th edition sports physical form is outstanding because the first page has 60 questions that the parents need to answer related to cardiovascular, heart, blood vessel, and orthopedic, bone and joint health. And it's really important that this questionnaire at the beginning is done comprehensively and thoroughly so that we have all the information. Sports physicals at heart are trying to prevent young people from dying of cardiovascular death, either from their heart going into a weird beating rhythm or a acquired disease that happens, fortunately, not very commonly, but in adolescence where the center of their heart just continues to grow and grow and grow and overgrows parts that are necessary for pumping. That's what we're trying to prevent, and that's why sports physicals should never be just thought of as a formality.
Well, and it isn't, and now most of the school systems are requiring that pre-participation sports physical before, you know, and because of sudden cardiac death, and because we've heard some things in the news about an apparently healthy young athlete, you know, having something or getting hit in the chest, any of these kinds of things that can happen that just, you know, every parent's worst nightmare. So these forms are very, very important. And even if your child is not an athlete, sometimes now they're doing it for, if they're in the arts or theater, or these kinds of forms are being used more and more now.
Correct. And it's a good thing because it really does, again, focus on what are the individual needs of the person that we have in front of us so that we can assist them in any kind of issue that they need related to their heart, related to sports, of course, related to other aspects of their physical exam, nutrition, etc.
Well, and I think that, Dr. Levine, is one of the most important things. I plan on keeping my children coming to the pediatrician until they decide to see a regular, you know, internist, an adult doctor. So in the last minute and a half that we have here, wrap up for us the importance of these annual well visits, how long you like kids to stay with their pediatrician, and why it's so important to build that trust and that medical history and the pre-participation sports physical.
Sure. So, you know, when we get them into the office, and it tends to be about a 20, maybe a little bit longer office visit, depending on their need. I mean, we have a set script of things that we talk about related to school performance, expectations going to college, nutrition. We look and update family history. If we find out there's new heart risks, we may want to do a cholesterol panel on young people. Certainly, if we have overweight young people, we are doing blood tests to make sure that they're handling the weight that they have and not on the pathway to diabetes. So these are all critically important things that are done by pediatricians. Now, the age where people stop feeling comfortable seeing patients actually varies from individual to individual. I have personally no problem seeing patients up to age 25. I know there are other pediatricians that may go up to age 21 or, you know, up to 18. It really depends on the comfort of the individual as well as the needs for the local community. If you're in a rural community and there's one family doc and one pediatrician in town.
That's right. You're going to see whoever it is that you're going to see. And that's why we want to reiterate the importance of these annual visits, the back-to-school visits, the pre-participation sports physicals, and your well visit with your pediatrician. Your child gets to trust them and know them. And that's what it's about right here on Healthy Children on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day and stay well.